Hello. Welcome to episode 11 of the Role Slayers podcast. We're here after a little bit of gap from our game time. Like 3 weeks, I think, or something like that.
But you won't notice a difference.
You won't at all. It'll be just a week for you. But we're happy to be back at the table. Unfortunately, Natalie's not feeling well, so she'll be listening from Zoom. But yeah, before we get into tonight's episode, as always, we have announcements. Hayden has, you know, loved to champion the announcement scene.
Whoa, what today? So,
I'll let him take it.
That looks so cute. That's what she meant.
Thanks.
Very cute.
Things are going well. Yeah, let's get it right into it. Let's jump right in. Let's talk about all of the favorite people that you know and love that make this podcast come to life in such a beautiful and exciting way. And we'll start off with our musical partners, which I still think is our preferred nomenclature there, but no one's stopped me yet, so we're probably in pretty good shape. We've got Beyond Skyrim. We've got Celestial Aeon Project. We've got Scanless Short Halt Music for all of those boom, 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 boom. You know, all the slow music that's in the background all the time. That's them. And then we also have Sirenscape doing all of the clings and clangs and, you know, stuff like a whole tray of glasses being dropped, sound effects, that sort of thing.
Do they have
you
that?
You head on over there to put, what was that?
I said, do they really have that?
They have all sorts of sound effects.
Amazing.
You need to write that into a tavern scene sometime just to use it.
They have like a whole tavern ambience. I just usually forget to put on Sirenscape.
what I really want is I want like Sirenscape, but with really specific sound effects. Like they drop a tray of glasses and they say, "Oh no, this is the third time this week." There's just like
that
a lot
slider.
Of different variations. Yeah. Odds and ends slider. Anyways, those have sliders, so you can like ramp up intensity and all that stuff. It's pretty fun, pretty cool. Get out in there, play with them. We also have the social media channels. That'll also get out of the way before we get into the other stuff. We've got Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, I guess, still for some reason. Twitter's there. Most importantly, Discord. It's been a little sluggish this week, but you know what? We're back on top of it. We're gonna get right back to posting the opinions that are valued and important and need to be expressed at 2 p.m. on a Thursday. Yeah. So, join us for those. Yeah, get on in there as well. And let's just take a beat. Talk about the people that we also use every time that we bring out the battle mat. That's right, it's Eldritch Foundry. Eldritch Foundry makes our custom minis that we use to create our weird little guys and put them on the map. And, you know, get in there, create your own weird little guy and get an affordable STL file. Use our discount code ROLLSLAYERS at checkout for 15% off. And we're going to go and talk also about World Anvil, because they're the ones that kind of behind the scenes make all this stuff happen, because that's where Tyler puts all of his secrets. And you know what? Go get your own World Anvil and put your own secrets there. You can't have ours.
You can actually designate...
You can slowly find out ours.
That's true. You can actually designate secret, like, articles, and then... If you want, you can actually share your world page with your people and go, oh, they only have access to this, this, and this, but these are my secrets.
And you know, honestly, I feel like Tyler should be dropping little tidbits like that every time we talk about it, because I don't know how to make it sound interesting, and you're over here using it on the reg, so yeah. Maybe bring it up
you
once in a while.
That was a secret.
You do the announcements.
That was a secret that he just shared.
Yeah.
So that's the sort of thing you can do there, I suppose. That's worldanvil.pxf.io/rollslayers. And patreon.com/rollslayers for all the real miscellany of this podcast lives in there. And you know what? Nobody's going to stop me, so I'm just going to start putting stuff in there.
You should.
Please
we'll
do.
See what... We'll see.
Yeah.
I'll show you all my good character arts. You get the official ones, and now you'll get the unofficial.
I would like a Hayden character art series.
Yeah, it's quite bad.
Like, ideas of like what things in the campaign look like, because there have been some interesting sketches of what certain aspects of character lore might look like in the player's Discord channel. That could be fun.
Yeah, I think my mind's eye is broken. So
it just has a cataract.
It's got major floaters.
Yeah, I don't picture this is all in the secret cast only Discord. I could just start posting screenshots of my renditions of set pieces in there, because apparently they are quite wrong. Sign up for a Patreon and see that.
Last but not least, if you guys are tuning in on YouTube, like, subscribe. If you're listening on Spotify, do a little like, give us a 5-star thing, do all the algorithm things for us. That'd be sweet. We would love that. But if not, that's also cool. I don't need it. No, it's fine. I don't need your affirmation.
Just your likes.
Let's play the game. Last we left off, the party was ambushed on the road north from Esselun by Torvenbergen raiding party and a displacer beast. Train, perhaps? Or perhaps just coincidental? We're not certain what happened there. But they were victorious and made a new ally in the form of Faelosh, the Celadon Ranger out of Esselun, who tends to wander these woods, the Brone Wood, and protect. As you guys made your way further north, you encountered very little other disturbance or, things of note besides the pitter-pattering of rain that is so common within these spring months. Eventually making your way about a day's travel south of the actual city or town of Windwode, with Faelosh saying he'd accompany you there and probably stop off to make more rounds as a ranger, as he doesn't have time to necessarily address this eyeless threat. You did gather a little information from him, and he seems to have let on that he knows more about the eyeless, but declined to say what. So we pick up the morning after your long rest, and you have your three mules, you have your wagon. Is there anything you guys would like to do for the day?
Travel.
Yeah.
Let's walk.
Eat
breakfast.
I guess I should clarify. Yeah. You asked earlier, was this in private when you messaged me about the tomb not being in Windwood, or was that?
Oh no, that was, I wasn't trying to, I know that the tomb is not in Windwood.
Okay.
I was just kind of using Windwood in that message as like where we're going next.
Gotcha,
the tomb is nearby.
It is a day south, so you guys are like in the area of the crypt. You can still go to Windwood if you'd like to, but you are around where you need to be.
Nice.
Do we need to go?
All we knew from the guy was go to Windwood.
No, we knew about the tomb being to the south of Windwood.
He stated that there was a tomb to the south of Windwood.
Do we
know like what grave to look for? Like we don't. Okay.
No.
Do we have enough details to go straight there?
I believe he described it as a, and I can't remember if he did, but he would have described it as a hill that looks to be kind of a burial mound about a day south of Windwood.
Did he like show it to us on the map?
Nope.
Maybe.
Where
did
you Skyrim on this? Huh?
I don't know what that
well,
means.
Now here's the question: Memphis, do we? We know approximately where it is, I guess.
Yeah.
But a day south is not the most descriptive.
Nope, it's not.
Do we have to go all the way into Windwode and ask them where the scut, the tomb
you
is?
You can do whatever you want, Hayden. This is D&D.
Well, I'll get stuck for 3 days wandering around the wilderness. I know how this works.
DM, question. Landmarks. Are we around any kind of, like, natural incline or other, maybe, like, a couple hours within walking distance, like, vantage points where we might survey the landscape, look for a hill burial?
Go ahead and make a survival check.
Okay.
Could climb the tallest tree.
And as you guys are getting around,
can I do that too?
Yeah. Ori does not come out of the Myconid in the wagon, and quickly checking on her, someone will gain the knowledge that she has found she has an idea that she's working on. You hear various clangs and patterings and the occasional dropped clunk from inside, but she seems occupied with her work. Nice.
That is a 15 survival.
Good.
Okay.
What you gather with the help of Zek is that there is there's a bit of a rise to the west of you, and to the east, it seems like the land continues to descend into maybe lower kind of floodplain territories, perhaps, even once you get out of the woods in the direction of like the Torvenbergen territories. So you would assume that if you start heading west, you can either one, find a point of vantage, or two, find a hill, likely, as it seems to kind of rise and fall in that direction.
Hmm. Okay. So it might be worth a short western detour or veering west a little bit to kind of have a better look at our surroundings while we kind of mosey.
Sure. All right.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Now old man Visa has to convince us.
Go west. Okay. Yeah, that's his suggestion.
Pardon me, but Windwood's north.
Did that guy not peace out?
He's still with us.
He was gonna peace out, and then we convinced him not to.
Oh, I thought he left.
He didn't leave.
He did leave,
and then he came back and okay. Brought us more meat.
Cool.
We gotta get rid of this guy.
You dragged him here.
Yeah.
I did not.
That's right. He said he was gonna go with us to Windwode.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, we now have a choice on letting him know where we're going.
I will say
I'll say to Fela, I'll talk to him.
Okay.
That if there's no objections as to such.
Get us out of here.
Get him out of here.
Go on, get out of here, boy. We don't want you anymore.
Now, you see these two youngins over here, they'd kind of expressed interest in going on like a camping trip. I think they're new to the, I don't know, maybe the whole plane of existence. I'm not really sure, but I think that they, you know, wanted to get out in the wilderness a little bit.
Sure, that makes sense. You're not getting that wagon through there, though.
Tyler's hatred of our vehicles continues through every campaign.
You headed up to Windwode after?
Well, how about this? Can we pay you to take this wagon all the way to Windwode? We'll probably be able to go pick it up there.
Nah, you can't pay me for it, but I'll do it.
Oh, well, that's mighty nice of you.
Yeah. Comes with the territory of being this, you know, altruistic ranger or whatever.
Well, here's the altruism, my friend. I can't say that your generosity has gone unappreciated from me.
Well, do you want all the donkeys with me, or do you want to keep some of them for camping?
I don't know that we're gonna get much use out of them through there.
That's fine. You can pick them up in town if you'd like.
Will do. Thank you, friend.
Find them at the Tattered Banner.
I'm gonna write it down on my hand.
Santa. I got it.
So he starts to pack up what is on his kind of space where you guys had camped, and hitches up the donkeys and gives you a cursory glance.
Well, have fun with your camping.
Can I get just a general deception check from you, Hayden?
Yeah. How about a 12?
Okay. He just nods at you all. Camping.
Because I would have just been on the ground, like, writing in my journal, kind of not really paying attention to any of this. And then, like, as he looked up and, like, took all the vehicles away, like, what is these? We don't want that anymore.
Rangers take wagon and donkeys to the city so we can...
Go camping.
What is camping?
We have been camping this whole time. What do you mean? That is just like staying in a tent.
Oh. Can we not camp when we're out here on the roads like this? This is waiting for him to get out of earshot. Is he?
He's trundled down the road enough.
This is not.
All right, we can drop the pretenses. I was telling him that so he would leave us alone.
Oh, what? Oh, what? Why? You don't like him anymore?
Well, he was fine, but we don't know what's ahead of us, you know? We don't know if he'd step in and be a nuisance.
Yeah, we don't want to run him off if we're gonna go grave robbing.
Oh, we are doing this now. This is happening now. We don't go to Windwood first and then find it.
We're close enough that we could poke around a bit, see if it's readily nearby.
Oh, you know where the graves are here?
It's worth taking a look before we spend a day traveling.
Okay then. Okay.
Sure.
And I bet if Zek climbs up into a tree a few more times, we'd probably find it within short order.
You were climbing trees. Was I climbing trees?
Yeah, you said you climbed a tree.
I don't remember that.
Did I miss that? Well, I said somebody could climb a tall tree, and you said, oh, we'll do that. That might have been in reference to something else that you said that to.
Probably.
Amazing.
I'm sorry, I just pictured Zek up in a tree.
Well,
we became headcanon, and now it's
like, imagine him being kind of awkward in a tree.
Yeah, he cannot climb trees very well. It is not his strong suit.
I'm not gonna hide Dex. I could probably climb a tree.
Retaining the survival checks we had, what, 15 and 7? Is that correct? Visa is able to find a very sturdy, tall tree for Zek to climb, and through the teamwork, you guys are able to spend a few moments to get your bearings. Zek, you spot kind of a rise in foliage about, it's hard to tell from here, maybe 2 hours walk to the west, maybe a little bit longer. If you guys want to make for that bearing, you can, or you can take a little more time to maybe investigate in other ways. Up to you guys.
I mean, that would be an even better vantage point if it's not the burial mound.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys sensible.
Start to march.
It's part of D&D, the like, how do we know what we're doing in the woods?
I'm sure you haven't done any of
that. I don't understand. How do I roll to know things here?
You make your way, and Faelash was right. The trees start to press in. The game trail that you've been kind of driving upon is gone. Replaced by large ferns and high grasses, rocky pebbles, and even large boulders from time to time scattered throughout this
forest. I would start like marking our path on trees.
Sure, absolutely. Just like big X's or whatever you want to do into the bark.
Yeah, not a big X, like a little swishy.
Little swishy X.
Yeah.
Or wind.
Yeah.
Like Evandra winds.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Just like that. Yes.
And as you do so, nature starts to kind of come alive a little more as you're outside of this traveled path. You hear the calls of birds, you hear babbling streams in the distance, and you know, the scratch marks of maybe a bear on a tree, kind of sharpening his claws. And eventually you do start to rise significantly in elevation, coming to a series of hills. Sorry, Siri, you're not supposed to get it. A series of hills that kind of arc over one another into like a little bit of a miniature range. And cresting one, you come across a very large hill that indeed is treeless. Has kind of terraced stone steps around the side, about halfway up at the base, and then at the top there is a kind of circular gazebo sort of thing with colonnades, open air. This seems to be some sort of civilization. You could only surmise that it is likely a crypt.
I would say Zai would be getting like really excited, like at the incline and like the density of the forest and like getting faster and faster. And then like, as we get to this clearing, kind of just stop and like, I don't like this as much. And wait to see who takes the lead.
Looks like it does look like a crypt.
Looks like it looks like some sort of burial mound. Yes.
Okay. I'm sure like Merc's probably seen his fair share of crypt occasionally.
Not really.
Oh.
Goblin bodies are not disposed of very honorably.
Fair. You may have seen,
I mean, you spent some time in Kelbrian. You've seen the mausoleums of great hobgoblin warlords. You've seen the kind of orcish lieutenant crypts and stuff like that. So you would have a vibe, but not necessarily like burial mounds.
Do goblins just like do everything in a pit?
They live in a pit. They're born in a pit. They die in a pit.
Well, like so Myrtle will probably take a look outside, poke around just to see if there's any traps or anything.
Okay.
Just out of
I think.
Go ahead, Hayden.
I think Bragg ought to be able to identify a crypt.
Yes.
As well.
You're very familiar with methods of disposing of corpses. In reverence. But yes, you're able to...
Thanks.
He's an undertaker.
He's the undertaker. He's a former WWE wrestler. That's why he's got the muscles.
Throw mankind off hell in a cell.
He can be stone cold.
There we go.
That's perfect.
Make a perception check for me, Chris.
Yeah.
You're checking around for traps. How far are we going up this?
Oh, I mean,
like to the, is there like a where the trees stop?
Yes, it kind of stops around the incline.
While these are going on, can I make a nature check? I would like to wonder about why there's no
why
gold on this hill.
Okay.
Is it like a different soil type? Does it look like the worked stone has like kept roots from going up past a certain point? Or does this look like a unreasonably bare hill?
Make a nature check for me.
Cool. I'm gonna roll that perception then.
And for the sake of my mind's eye, how big of a hill?
Yeah, you do have cataracts. I don't know, like, it's a fairly sizable hill, but it's nowhere near, it's not like a mountain foothill, but it would be like,
How about this? How, if you were to guess, like, the amount of incline to the top, and then maybe to the, like, the distance to the other side, what would those numbers be?
I'd say it's like 400 or 500 feet across in diameter.
Okay.
With a pretty steep incline. That's part of the reason you surmise that there would be terraces in parts.
Okay.
Like 300 feet up, maybe?
Yeah. Nine?
Yeah.
No traps.
17 nature.
You know a lot about nature, and this is unnatural.
Cool.
What is Visa doing as he's surmising this?
I think he would have gone like up to where the growth begins to like dramatically transition away. And he's like holding onto his staff, crouched down, just kind of hands in the soil, kind of taking a look at that.
Is it like grassy?
It is grassy.
Okay.
It's a grassy knoll.
Then what are you doing? What is this? Wood.
There's not a good visual reason why the trees have stopped.
Yes, that is weird.
Why they don't encroach.
What do you think is the problem?
Well, the problem exists outside of nature.
So like magic or something?
I would suspect there's something at play here.
Oh.
That's above the common.
You think we need to be careful here?
Oh, absolutely. There's certainly, for a couple of reasons, some benefactor we haven't met yet is interested in altruistic persons coming here before one can only guess those of lesser repute. So, we have to watch our surroundings for other mercenaries who perhaps have unsavory goals in mind. Be ready to prepare ourselves against, well, humanoids. That's a little bit of my apprehension with Faelosh earlier, just because he wasn't being entirely forthcoming with us. It's fair to be less than entirely forthcoming with him.
That makes sense.
Just in case he happens to be working with whoever the benefactor's watching out for.
Oh, you think that is what is happening?
Well, I think it's possible. And of course, nature does obey to the whims of magic. So there's a possibility that something above or below ground here, often the case with crypts or legends or rumors.
Sure, and we don't even know what it is that we are really looking for.
No, so I would advise us caution.
So how do we find the door?
I can possibly check with some magic that I can do. Should I do that?
Sure, I don't really know how magic works.
I can't. No, what's Brent gonna say?
Well, before you do, if you wanna preserve your resources a little bit, if you're anything like me, you can get the juice kind of taken out of you over time. We could just take a pass at searching for it first before you burn any of your energies.
You're going to go to this probably magic weird crypt thing by yourself and see if anything bad happens to you, or you think we should all take the risk and just go for it?
I think he means walk around it.
Yes. Just walk around and look for the entrance without having to use your resources.
Wait, look for the entrance?
So, go around to the other side of the hill, see if there's a door on the other side.
Okay.
Or go to the top and see if there's just the hole there.
Oh, that's what that's I thought, so fair. But, we were going up it.
Oh, yeah, let's try that.
But we're looking
way smarter.
So, what you guys are doing?
Yeah, let's go up. I think Visa would straggle and probably start walking that nature line.
Okay.
It's not a mountain, so it won't take him forever to go
do
around.
Do the lap.
Sure.
As you do the lap, the rest of you make your way up to the top.
I would stick with Visa.
Okay.
I'm definitely going up.
And there is this kind of colonnaded pavilion structure with a circular hole instead of a roof. And indeed, boring into the side of the mountain is a small doorway in the ground. Not lit, though there are torch sconces in the walls. Visa and Zai, as you pass around the hill, indeed there are no other entrances that you pick up upon.
So the door is up on the hill?
Correct.
Okay, cool.
It's at the very top and center.
Okay, well, seeing our companion safely cresting the hill, I think Visa would start up.
We just kind of wave at him. Hey! There's a door all the way.
I love that you moved your mic away from you to make it sound.
Get off here.
That's good immersion. You make your way up and indeed find a staircase carved leading down. There is a very moth-eaten, fine silk kind of rug that covers about 3/4 of the stairs that just descends into darkness.
Any altar above ground?
No altar. Make a perception check for me.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in any kind of iconography.
Or investigation check, I'd say, if you're spending a little bit of energy poking around.
No, I was just quick glance. Looking to see if there was like an altar or like a doorstop or an icon.
Yeah, go ahead.
That is 24 perception.
No altar or anything like that, but you do see some markings of some sort of crest that you're not familiar with. Well, actually, make a history check.
Okay.
I don't want to say you're not familiar with it. You might be.
16.
16, you're not familiar with it.
Okay.
Am I familiar with it?
What?
I try.
Yeah, go for it.
Which one? History?
Yeah.
11.
Also not familiar with it.
Oh well.
Unfortunately.
And quick point of order. Ori is with us, right?
She is
traveling and clanging.
Correct. Though at any point within this kind of descending delve, Ori may decide to stay here and work a little bit while you go a little bit further, perhaps.
Okay, cool.
For anyone who's got, I think if Zai's got her notebook on her, maybe just point out the symbol in case you want to jot it down.
Yeah, I absolutely would.
Okay.
What does it look like?
I would have my notebook out all the time.
It is kind of this crescent shape with two long dashes through it and one short vertical dash down it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Hmm. Like that?
Kind of. The dash would be further to your, or the dash down would be further to your left. Crossing through the crescent. All three lines cross through the crescent.
Cool.
And the vertical one is shorter than the horizontal ones.
I'll draw this for y'all later and put it on our Patreon.
the content that you guys really want to pay for.
Yes.
Oh boy. So, are we descending? We have any other things we're doing in preparation?
Absolutely want to descend.
Okay.
Super. Everybody feeling good? Everybody ready?
Do we need to check this doorway for evils?
Oh, yeah.
For spirits.
Checking to see if it's trapped or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I don't have the skills for that, but
I was just going to retain at 9, but go ahead.
Oh. You can also just check for traps, look and see if anything that you can see. What does that use, though?
Perception, usually. Or investigation, if you want to spend a little time.
Other people do this.
What you got, Chris?
Oh, I'm just looking to see if my proficiency with thieves' tools helps with that.
Oh, I don't think so.
Super curious.
That'd be cool, though.
Yeah. I don't want to take too long, so let's keep going.
Okay. You guys descend.
Visa will cast light on his staff.
And much needed, the light saturates the semi-tight confines of this stairwell that's boring at a steep rate down into the hill. You're traveling pretty far west into this hill.
It does say I gain additional insight when looking for traps.
What does that mean?
I don't know. All it says is investigation and perception. You gain additional insight when looking for traps.
I'm just going to give you proficiency then.
Okay, cool.
So
that's cool.
If you don't already have proficiency in perception, you do for trap looking for.
Okay, cool.
Or expertise if you are already proficient.
Okay, cool. So can I?
Yeah, go for it.
With proficiency?
Yeah.
Okay. Which is 2. We're just. No.
Okay.
I fail.
Is there any evidence of traffic in here? Is it clear that no one's been down here for a long time? Were there footsteps leading toward it?
Do the sconces look like they've been recently lit, or there's dust on top of the candles?
As you make your way down, the rug is well worn from time, not from travel.
Okay. And there
is a fine layer of
like,
dust on everything. These torches are, they've not been used in quite some time. Looks like this place is seldom visited.
Okay.
And no recent signs of travel.
Okay.
As we go, Visa is going to passively keep an eye out specifically for bugs and rodents.
Bugs
so,
and
like,
rodents.
He hasn't noticed any plant life outside of Grass on the Hill. He wants to see if there's like animal or pest life in the hill.
Cool. You descend, going pretty far west and pretty far down. You surmise you're probably at the base of the western side of the hill by the time the stairs level off and open into kind of this large circular structure of a room. Beautifully carved with various reliefs upon the walls. Within the center is a fine, magnificent sarcophagus. Thick rugs blanket the floor. And there's, again, this thick layer of dust over everything. This place seems to have been untouched for possibly centuries. Possibly a millennium or two. It's really hard to tell.
Oh.
Ooh, okay, so let me get some basics out the way here.
Yes.
But what's the diameter of this room?
About 30 feet.
About 30 feet in diameter, okay. And are there any doors from this room other than whatever path we took to get in?
You do not see any.
Oh. That doesn't seem likely. It's a big hill.
It is a big hill.
Well, this is honestly a bit, this is a little bit less expansive than I would have thought. But there's a crypt here, and we are supposed to look for something from it, so I'm gonna go ahead and not like push the crypt open, but I'd like to examine the crypt and see if that would be a good idea first.
Same.
So
checking
wait.
For traps.
Yeah.
Checking for haunts or traps.
As they do that, so I'm gonna read this spell. To me, it seems like no one else would know if I cast this, but you let me know if that's correct. For the duration, you know if there's an aberration, celestial, elemental, fae, fiend, or undead within 30 feet of you, as well as where the creature is located. Similarly, you know if there's a place or object within 30 feet of you that has been magically consecrated or desecrated.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
No one would know if I cast this.
Is it verbal, semantic?
It
is?
Both.
Then yes.
Could I just, like, under my breath where no one can really hear me?
Make a stealth check at disadvantage, as it's kind of hard to do that in a small 30-foot chamber.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with Brig looking at the...
And it's against their passives, as they're not looking for you casting spells.
Okay. Well... Okay. That's a four.
Four. You feel like you whispered perhaps a little bit too loud upon this casting.
Okay.
But you do not sense
any
consecration.
Well, they would know that I did a spell, but not necessarily know what? Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That I can sense aberrations and celestials.
Fiends, devils.
Yeah.
Yes, you sense nothing. And there are no consecrated or defiled spaces. Is that the other one?
Desecrated.
That's good.
I sense no aberrations, celestial, elemental, fae, fiend, or undead within 30 feet.
You get a faint fiendish nature from Bread.
Fiendish? Okay.
I don't know.
You thought I was a vampire, didn't you?
I don't know what that means in D&D.
Fiends are devilish or demonic figures.
Okay. Well, you already heard him speak an infernal language.
Amazing. So. It's just because he's devilishly good looking under that helmet.
That's it. That's the one.
I guess Mert definitely heard the whispering in his cue.
What are you whispering?
Well, I'm just checking to see if there's anything, like,
extra weird that might get us that is like super duper weird.
What did you find?
Well, there's nothing super duper weird.
Still, that's real smart to check. Hey, good looking out.
Do you want to make an investigation check for me?
Who now?
You.
Me? Okay.
You're the one looking at the sarcophagus.
I'm right next
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, I am.
You want to do it at advantage I'd with like, Mert's help?
Oh, yes, I would love to do it at advantage because I would also love to roll above a 10 sometime tonight.
Yes, Chris. Oh, you want to turn the 8 down a little bit?
He's just real
it's the knob
hot.
Right there.
Oh, did I come in real hot?
No, it's just our speaker was all the way up.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Go ahead and roll.
I did. I got an 18.
There you go.
Okay.
No traps, but it does seem to have a lock on it.
Thieves tools.
Now let's crack this open, see what happens.
Yeah, I'm gonna crack this lock open.
Okay, roll thieves tools.
All right, and I think I got proficiency.
This whole time, Zek is like visibly uncomfortable. He's like, why are we in this hole? Why are we getting into this fancy dead person's 12?
Someone
spot?
Give him a help.
12?
Yeah, thieves tools? Yeah.
You jiggle your thieves tools in there, perhaps a little too enthusiastically, but it's enough.
Dex,
you've seen that.
Oh, Dex plus proficiency. Oh, so that's actually higher, isn't it? Yes.
Even yeah. Okay, but you do yeah. It. Okay. It looks great.
We get it. Cool. It's a click on.
You're able to kind of slide this heavy stone top to this stone sarcophagus off, and within is just a skeleton dressed in what was beautiful scale mail and a worn blue cloak wrapped around him or her. Clutched in both hands across the chest is a brilliant golden key.
Oh, dibs.
Which is what we were asked to recover, right?
Yes. Yes.
I do not remember what that guy said, so I'm like,
do we know anything about why we're here?
No,
why did we come here?
Yes.
He didn't tell us very much.
He said, there's a key you need to retrieve and keep it safe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm grabbing that key and I'm holding on to it.
At that time, I think Visa's probably just taking a look at these reliefs around the edge of the room.
Ooh, while he's doing that, is there anything valuable inside the sarcophagus besides just the key?
You just see the scale mail and this kind of worn blue cloak. The scale mail does show signs of time passing, so you assume it's likely not magical.
But what about that cloak?
It also seems like it's mostly threadbare at this point.
Okay, cool. So I'm just gonna take the key.
Okay. The reliefs seem to be of, as you kind of observe, the same four or five figures battling against various monsters, demons, and other miscreants. What's your passive perception?
16.
16? As you make a circle of the room, you spot a strange hole on, like centered on one of the carvings of a wizard's staff as he's casting, and you do surmise that it is shaped like a keel.
Yes!
Well, when in tombs, I mean, he would point it out.
Okay.
I'm gonna go put the key in the keyhole.
Okay. Zai would try to be like copying as much of these like pictures as she can.
Sure.
They look like elves.
They, the wizard is an elf, and so is one of these figures with a large bow and arrow, dressed in scale mail.
Yeah, I was gonna say, any chance one of the figures' armor kind of matches?
Yes. There's also a large, what looks to be, Firbolg, and a tiefling figure wielding dual scimitars. Lastly, there is a dwarf in heavy plate armor.
Cool.
You twist the key.
Yeah.
There's a soft rumbling sound and a clank. And the door, hidden in the relief, swings inward, revealing a large stone hallway.
Yes!
We can retrieve, like, we get to keep the key still, right?
You can take the key out.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna take the key out and, like, hold on to it and keep it safe.
Oh boy. I would advise busting out the graph paper at this point.
Yeah.
I'm already there. Now, which wall is this on? North, or, no, is it north, south, or east?
This
or
is
west?
Facing east. This hallway extends eastward.
This hallway extends eastward. Thank you.
No problem.
All right.
Excuse me, what are you doing? We have the key, we came down to this hole, we got the thing that we needed for the guy,
but
we don't even know if we like the guy,
but
and you're just going to walk in this hall with all these creepy pictures and this guy that, like, clearly is some special man with his special key and he defeated the big bad guys, and then we're just going to go down this creepy tunnel where the big bad guy probably is, where he's locked in his dungeon, and we're going to do what? Like,
but
why are we, what
but
are we doing?
Yes,
same!
But Job said get key. Job did not say get what key unlock.
Yes, exactly my point. So why don't we just leave now and then
you want to get whatever you think there's like a treasure down
yes.
there?
Yes. If there's treasure, we take it and give the key back.
You think there's going to be treasure and not some like scary thing?
If scary thing, I guess we can kill it like we killed other things.
Lisa, but you said that, like, it's not natural with the trees and the... I don't understand. You think this is a good idea to go down this tunnel?
I think it's good to learn more, because we don't know this benefactor. We don't know his intentions.
So maybe we find out if we really want to give him this key.
That's
a fair point.
I'd still advise caution, because a coffin and a key with no magical aura is not enough to cause this hell to behave the way it is.
That is true. Okay, well, I guess we go in the hole.
Okay. You guys proceeding?
Okay.
Is there...
Zach's gonna take his greatsword out and just have it right. He's like, unsheathed and like, I am brave, but I am not this stupid.
Can we just have a minute for me to, like, say a prayer to Evandra? Just let us get our bearings. You guys do your looksies, but then we just take a second to, like...
Sure.
Okay, do just let me have some time.
Or we kind of pokes her head out for a second. Is it okay if I stay in this room while you guys go on?
Sure.
Okay.
Think that is a great idea, Ori. You should stay in there.
Yeah, I just want to make sure this door doesn't close on you guys.
I was going to suggest something similar, or if we start to hear footsteps coming down the stairs, maybe holler.
Sure, yeah, can do. Pops head back in. Clank, clank, clank.
Amazing.
I gotta be honest, I'm a little bit surprised that you two are you feeling a bit like fish out of water at this point?
We just don't do stupid things, so we don't die. That's why we are alive.
Yes. I'm sorry, but the rest of us, remember a few... was that 2 days ago when we up and charged an island full of chanting maniacs?
Because we were literally sacrificing somebody.
And orcs.
And we just...
They're scared of the dark. That's what it is.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
They're not used to underground tunnel.
That is not true. Our home is carved into a mountain. We live in many tunnels, but they are lit.
That is not true.
You can't see in the dark.
We don't have these fancy dark eyes like you all have.
Look, we see a thing, we go beat it up.
Yes.
We don't go trudging into this unknown hill that is probably magical and evil.
You don't.
That's not the spirit of the. From what I know, y'all kind of come from that sort of a background, right? Lots of exploration.
We slay creatures, of course. We defeat the enemy, but there's no enemy here, so why go looking for one?
Well, you know of. Listen,
Glory doesn't
show up on your doorstep. You gotta go out looking for it.
Don't really care about treasure.
No,
I do like this new sword that I have, so.
That's right.
What if there's a bigger, better sword in there?
I don't really care, but we will do this because it is one foot in front of the other, and this is where our way is going, so
yes,
let's
we
get
will
to it.
Pray that Evandra will make this a good forking of the path and not a path to bad, deafening things.
This
It's, yes, yes. I thought I had a ritual spell to use, but I didn't prepare it, so never mind.
All right.
Oh, beans.
Yeah.
As you enter the hall, it immediately splits. Amazing. It's like one hall running south and one continuing eastward.
It immediately splits?
Immediately.
Okay. Are both paths identical, or does one of them contain any additional iconography or signs of travel?
Identical.
And it gets pretty dark in there pretty quick, right?
Very.
Cool.
Well, instinctively, if we're trying to get to the center, we know that the path going east is the correct direction.
Yeah.
So I would suggest that path.
Okay. You guys follow Greg down the path.
Cool.
And it leads to a,
Maybe we could follow somebody else in front of Brig.
Oh, I can lead. Mert, I am small, but I'm fierce.
You come to a set of double doors of weathered wood.
How far down?
About 40, 50 feet.
Okay.
Gonna try to open the doors.
Unlocked. They swing open. Inward. You're greeted with a kind of larger, more ornate hall, looking to be about 50, 60 feet before another set of double doors on the other side meet you. As you're walking through, you see several kind of alcoves in the wall. Or I'm sorry, this is the wrong room. It's just a hall. As you proceed down the hall, though, it seems like you're walking quite some time. You keep walking, and you keep walking, and the door doesn't seem to be getting any closer.
Oh.
Do we see the door?
You do see the door.
But walking towards
how
it
long
doesn't
we, how long are we walking? Until someone says something.
Until someone.
I think by the moment we pick up on, like, we're moving closer to the door, yeah, but not getting any closer to the door.
The door's not getting closer.
What do you mean?
Oh, now this is a fun one.
We're unable to reach it for some reason.
So we run faster?
Go ahead and try.
I love that idea. Let's do that first.
As you guys watch Zai run off.
Oh, she would not.
No. No. We all run together.
She has pride.
We all run together. Door doesn't get any closer.
Ooh.
Now, hang on. Let me try something here. I'm gonna take a copper piece and I'm gonna throw it at the door and see if I can hit the door.
Seems like it clinks down along the hallway, but doesn't reach the door.
How close does the door look to us? Like, the hallway was 50-ish
feet. About 50 feet.
So it never looks any closer from
never
the time that we...
Never looks like you get okay. any closer to it.
Okay. If we turn around, are we right next to the other door?
You are not. You're in the middle of the hall.
Oh.
Are we equidistant?
Yep.
So if we continue towards the door, do we just get further away from the one we came in from?
Looks like it. But the door doesn't move.
The new door doesn't move.
Okay, can we walk back towards the old door?
You can.
And, like, as normal, nothing happens?
As you walk back towards the old door, and indeed it does not get any closer.
This is my favorite room.
How narrow is this hallway?
Wait. Okay.
How narrow?
How far does it now look like we are from the old door?
It looks like you are about 50 feet.
From both doors.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Okay, how narrow is this hallway?
It's about 10 feet wide, or I'm sorry, 15 feet wide.
Okay, and this is
I have a really strange idea here to
okay.
play with the physics of this room.
Do we tie ourselves together?
No, well, we're not doing that. We're not doing it anymore.
And a bit of some kind.
I will own the suggestion of that on multiple occasions. And I'm not doing it anymore. I won't bring it up. I'm going to say...
Is that his idea?
Yeah, apparently.
I don't remember.
I'll own the bad idea.
It was Jeremy's idea.
I think it was mine. But I'm gonna say, all right, everybody, hold on here for a minute. I'm gonna walk towards that door, and I want you to see what it looks like when I walk towards it. If I get any closer.
Oh, but what if you get stuck away from us forever?
Well, I think that I'm not gonna go too far. I'm just gonna go, you know, 50 feet down. I just wanna see what it looks like. I'm gonna go 50 feet down.
Looks like he gets closer to the door, but as you walk down, you get no closer to the door.
Does it look like I'm next to the door?
Looks like he's maybe 10 feet in front of you.
So does he still see 50 feet of space between himself and us, 50 feet of space between us and the first door, mm-hmm. and 50 oh feet of space between himself and the new door?
Yes.
But we
okay,
see him
but,
at 10 feet.
But they
away.
See yep. me being closer to that door.
Just closer. Barely, yes.
Oh, just keep walking. I think something's happening.
Okay, I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep walking till
keep
I
going.
Tell me when I get close to
about,
it.
About, you know, 15 feet away from you, 20 feet away from you, and then it seems like he's not getting any further away from you at this point.
I think that's it. I think there's nothing. It just looks the same now. Like you're just stuck, but you're moving.
This is so strange. I'm coming back now.
Okay. You eventually are able to rejoin the group. The distance shortened between you.
Can we go back to the room with the alcoves and the other set of doors and the...
Is there any like anything else in this hallway, or is it just like a bare hallway?
Make an investigation check for me.
Okay.
I just want to play with this door for the rest of the game now.
10.
No. I'll allow for two.
Just no, just a different test. Visa's gonna try like hand on the wall, and he's just gonna close his eyes and start walking.
As you reach out to the wall, there's kind of this weird weightlessness to you as you kind of fall against it heavier than you might have intended.
Totally distracted, Visa's gonna start checking out the wall.
Okay. As you start to kind of pat it, you are kind of pulled against the wall by some force.
I think we're being held in place.
Wait, can you stand up on the wall?
He's gonna try, you know, like when you rappel over the side of a cliff, he's gonna do the inverse and use his staff to try and like put one foot up on the wall.
Indeed, it stays.
So now he's like sideways.
He's perpendicular to us.
Is his hair and beard down with his person or hanging to the side?
Gravity hangs normally as you stand on the wall.
Oh, I'm gonna try that.
Lisa just looks at you, beard and hair to the side.
I would.
Okay, that's.
That's correct.
No.
Or no,
it hangs. It hangs straight.
Oh. Okay. Then he's just standing on the wall.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try.
Yeah, can I get up there too?
Yeah. One by one, you guys file
yes.
your way onto the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And
what?
It indeed holds you. You were not
Can we go up onto the ceiling, or does
it
just
like
kind
of... hard? It's the hard wall.
Yeah.
It feels like a regular wall.
It just feels like you're standing on the ground, but you're on a
regular floor now.
Can we go onto the ceiling?
As you kind of test, indeed, you can go onto the ceiling.
I'm just going to try walking towards the floor on the wall.
Yeah.
Okay. You continue down this hallway on the wall. And the door doesn't get any closer.
Okay.
That's just a separate thing that this room does?
Well, he was just trying it on the wall before going all the way to the ceiling.
Yeah,
and trying it that way.
Trying it on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Indeed, the door gets closer.
You're
able to make your way quickly down the 50 feet. And as you do so, the walls kind of twist and turn and realign themselves as you walk. Until once again, the doors are on the floor. You make your way to the end of the hall.
Yeah.
See, now, you would have missed out on all this. Isn't this at least something?
That was really cool.
It was, see? There's a lot of mysteries out there.
And just think
of
the treasure.
But when you are with Yankee, if you run toward death, then you die.
Or a meaningless that you run toward
so
the battle for your people.
I can kill you, I could kill Mert, so like if I had to fight you, it's fine. But I don't know what this is, and I don't know if I can kill it, so I I don't know if I want to.
This whole, we are just doing this thing like for funsies is like different from like my whole life and all of my skills are for the Gith and for our goals as a people. This is not that, and it's just new to just go into dangerous things just for fun.
Like, okay, look at this weird wall. Looking
for the eyeless is like, oh, they come into the city, they are killing the innocents who are like babies, and you know, like that, like, okay, that is making sense. They're like holding up in the city. That's weird. We should kill them. This is just a new thing, but so far I am enjoying the walking on the ceiling part.
That was fun, you were right.
I hope it is worth it in the end.
If you don't run, then you're running to your death.
What?
Just take it slow.
Oh,
okay.
We're just sure. Walking down this tunnel to our death.
To an answer.
Okay, well, let's go find the answer then, I guess. So what happens when we open the door?
Open the door and are met with flagstone stairs that descend in kind of a curving L pattern in about 90 degrees, going down about 10 feet and depositing you in a southward hallway.
A southward hallway, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That southward hallway quickly, though, dead ends and turns back west.
Okay.
So we're kind of spiraling.
So now we're in a west-facing hallway. Correct. Can we see anything ahead of us? This seems like an appropriate time to be having a check for traps.
Yeah.
Up and running.
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead and check for traps.
Trap checking. Well, that's not a great roll.
Well, one way that I've played with this in the past is if you want to have an ongoing, like, check for traps situation, like, say we're constantly looking for traps, could we ostensibly just be moving slower, and then if a trap happens to be in our path, we do the check then to see if we noticed it?
What I'd rather do is extend that to someone's passive perception if they are passively looking for traps.
I would be passively looking for traps.
Okay.
I would absolutely be passively looking for traps.
Okay. What's your passive?
14.
I don't remember.
It's okay. Give it to me when you can. You make your way down
it's 14.
14 and 14? Okay. About a 50-foot hallway. This time quite narrow, about 5 feet in width, and come to a small, shabby-looking door.
But like regular, we just walk the 50 feet?
Just regular.
The hallway's going south still or back?
No, back west.
Okay.
Back west.
Gonna open the door.
Okay. So for those keeping track at home, we're about 150 feet towards the center of the hill.
There is a small 10 by 10 room that you are greeted with what seems to be several cabinets, and what looks to be a large amount of brooms, as well as another door on the other side.
Is there any sign of like activity here? Is it all very ancient?
No sign of activity. It does seem to be a broom closet.
So many brooms.
It's just literally a broom closet. It only has brooms in it.
There are some other cleaning odds and ends that are on the shelves. But you're not certain what's left of those things, if they've evaporated in time or what. You're not certain.
To the next door.
Wait, can I look and see if these brooms are they mere brooms, or is there one special looking broom?
Go ahead and make a perception check for me real quick.
I knew this 2000.
I know, like,
dude,
people,
right? It's a firebolt.
I think there's a magic one in there.
Okay. You can get
a
hold of one.
That's a 4.
They all look the same.
Don't worry, everybody. This is all the same
broom. I see him looking.
Against all odds.
I also want to look at the brooms and see if I can see what he's looking for.
Okay, perception check.
I was looking to see if there was one that would fly, or, you know.
Clean without
the 8. They all look like brooms.
You know, you get your hopes up sometimes, is all. Only to see them shattered.
I would just look at him like, I don't know what you are talking about.
Is there anything else we're doing in the broom closet?
You said it's just brooms, cleaning supplies, and then another door?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I would also like to apologize to our listeners that I misled. We are not 150 feet towards the center. We went down 100 feet, and we've now retreated about 50 feet back towards the west, but 10 feet down.
We'll post the map.
Oh, we can post my map also on Patreon.
Yeah, that's right.
What are we doing?
Let's just go.
Can I just like touch a random room on our way out?
Sure. It gives you a splinter.
Oh, Scott, is that how you do that?
Yeah, oh. You did. You did great.
You don't need to say those words.
Can you get it out?
Oh, shit. I would.
Thank you.
Going through the other doorway, you come to a short, kind of 5-10 foot hall that then comes to basically a T junction with stairs going northward.
Stairs up or down?
Up. And then a passage kind of branching off diagonally southwest.
Should we go up and to the left or a little bit to the right?
So how far outside of the room is that, Tyler?
About 10 feet.
Okay. So I'm good then.
Up and to the left would be towards the base center of the hill.
Up and to the right. Northward is right.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Okay, so we should continue northward.
Northward would be in the direction of the sarcophagus room.
Let's keep going down.
So
that's okay. What I think.
Southwest,
I think
is where
going
we're
going. Down.
Mm-hmm.
Southwest is probably a new route.
Yes.
Let's go southwest.
New route.
I think I know where things kind of matched up.
Any like change in foot traffic, any change in appearance, like this all looks like
untouched.
Okay.
That's cool. So southwest.
Quick call out, have I been seeing any kind of bugs,
no nature.
Mites, rats, nothing?
No nature.
Cool.
You head about 15 feet down this diagonal passage before it breaks off and goes directly south for another 5-10 feet, leading you to a brass set of double doors.
Ooh. Are they openable?
They are.
I'm going to open them.
Are they the same color as that key?
No, that was gold.
Gold. Okay.
Is there any, like, iconography on these doors?
They are, like, well-crafted. There are various reliefs, but most of them seem decorational. You don't see much symbology.
Okay, no more, like, of the moons with the little look.
You might see one or two of those stamped into it.
Okay.
But no additional symbology. Okay.
All right, so if there was ever gonna be a trapdoor, I would stick my savings on this one.
I'll investigate for traps. Or actually, somebody with a better roll, because my dice have been not happy today.
Who has the highest investigation of us?
Guidance.
There you go.
Cool.
Mm.
Get a D4.
Dexterity plus my proficiency plus a D. Ooh, there we go. Okay, so that's a total of 24, I believe.
Okay.
It
is indeed not trapped.
Mm. Hooray.
As you open the doors, it is just this wide, open, square chamber with another set of brass doors on the other side.
Oh.
What are the dimensions of the room, approximately?
30 by 30?
30 by 30.
30 by 30.
What's in this room? Is it empty?
Seemingly, at first glance, empty.
Mm. What about that second glance?
Make a perception.
Okay.
Does the floor still work to stone?
Yeah, flagstones. Yes.
19.
Yeah, you spot some inconsistencies in the ground.
Okay.
Mm.
Looks like some of these flagstones are a little raised.
Oh, hold up.
Oh, no, I haven't even entered yet. Like.
So do you see some of these stones on the ground? They are a little bit raised up from the other ones. It seems like it could be like a trap or something.
You can see some of them, but you don't necessarily all
see
them.
Do you see like this one here, and there's this one here, and there, and there, and there? You see all these stones that, like, I don't know if we want to step on those, or if we want to, like, purposefully set it off to see what happens while we are safe.
Step on those.
I'm gonna throw a dagger at the nearest one.
A dagger? Make an attack roll for me.
Visa's just gonna step back a little bit and using his staff, he'll brace the door.
Brace the door.
Open.
Open? Okay.
21 to hit.
Okay. You definitely can hit it. Let's go by damage to see how much weight is transferred here.
Yeah, I kind of figured that would be the case. 3.
Okay, it clinks off the stone, and you see it depressed just slightly, but nothing happens.
Well, that wasn't quite enough, now was it? Should I have something heavy on hand, maybe I do. Let me dig around in my bag here for a minute.
I could throw my mace. I'll, like, throw
it. Do you want to lose your mace?
Yes, I don't need it. It's fine.
I would throw my boomerang, but I really...
I mean, it will come back.
But I really like my boomerang.
This will produce a length of rope.
Okay.
The hempen rope's 10 pounds.
Absolutely. You're just going to toss the pile of rope? Or are you going to tie it around the mace? Or?
Just toss the rope as it's, like, gathered up. So
yeah.
It's just one object.
A coil. Yeah.
And then just out of ways to one that we see clearly raised.
Sure. As you thump the coil of rope down, there's a blast of flame from the ceiling above on that spot. And it stays there until the rope loses enough mass from burning away to raise the flagstone.
Well, you see, if I had thrown my mace, I would still have a mace and you would still have your rope. And now you do not have rope.
I don't know, maybe our mace would have just gotten melted.
That's right.
The fire was not that hot.
You want to stick your mace in and find out?
Not really. That would be a waste of fire.
A waste of fire?
Does everybody know what this means?
No.
What are you gesturing to, my friend?
There's treasure on the other side of those doors.
Okay.
Well, how should we do this? You want to just go one by one? You want to...
Well, Mert's the smallest and sneakiest, and so he's probably going to volunteer to, like, try to maneuver his way through.
Okay.
I would put, the special stuff on him. I would cast Shield of Faith.
Oh, neat.
And I'll...
Gives you +2 bonus AC.
Oh, cool.
Slap his shoulder again.
10 minutes.
Cast Guidance
/ Concentration.
Cool.
Guidance. Mm-hmm. I will let you know that this is likely going to be, if he gets caught with fire, it's going to be a dex save. It's not going to be an AC thing. So if you don't want to waste that spell, you don't have to.
Okay, fine. I don't want to waste that spell.
just figured I should let you know mechanically.
But sometimes different ones do different things.
Yeah.
Different.
I'm just giving that knowledge.
I will bless him instead.
Bless.
Oh, cool.
Ooh.
So blessed and guidance?
Yes.
Ooh.
Go ahead and...
So that's a d4 plus a...
Make a perception check for
bless
me.
Bless is just attacks and saves.
Okay, saves. Cool.
So d4 on skill from guidance, d4 on save if you need it.
Perception check is a 17.
Okay. You see, like, feel like you see most of these flagstones of note as you enter the room. So I'm going to reduce the likelihood of you stepping on one by a lot.
Cool.
Go ahead and roll a d6 for me.
Okay. 5.
5. You don't see them all. As you get about halfway through, you step on a flagstone. Make a dex save for me, please.
Okay. I have advantage on that already.
And you get a d4 from Bless.
Yeah, let me see if I have some other stuff. I don't get cool monk like. I don't get that cool like evasion thing just yet.
No, not yet. That's great though.
Yeah. So advantage on save plus d4 plus.
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and add the bless. Ooh. How did I roll the same thing? Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. You succeed and take half damage.
Okay.
And you take 4 points of fire damage as you hop off the flagstone.
Woof.
Are you okay, Mert?
I'm fine. This happens sometimes.
Oh.
You make your
way. Can the rest of us follow his
path? The rest of the...
Yeah, should we wait for him to get all the way through, or do we start following now where we can...
It's up to you.
Step?
You can follow his path. Would you like
okay.
to just kind of go
Dungeon
one by
people,
one?
Dungeon people, what do we do?
If we space it out a little bit, we've got room to jump out of the way instead
yeah.
of all being stuck and somebody being caught in fire.
Yeah.
Okay. You have a clear path, which means that you are very unlikely to step on flagstones. Can I have D6s from everyone?
Yahoo!
I don't understand how the likelihood is
Four.
Changed.
Five.
The path is set by Mert, and you guys are following his path. So it's
right, I just
almost
don't know
impossible
why we're
for you to step on one.
Attempting to follow his path.
Four.
Four. Five.
Four.
Three.
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 None of you step on any fire flagstones as you make your way across.
Okay.
Cool.
Mert, you really took one for the team there. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Goblins are known to do that.
It's not wrong. The brass doors open up into another set of stairs down. You can head about 20 feet down before you reach an L junction, with one hallway headed further south and one hallway headed east.
East.
You're headed east?
East. Let's do it.
Okay. Make your way about 15 feet down this eastward hallway before coming to a strange copper set of doors.
Hmm. Are they like oxidized green copper or like shiny copper?
They are like oxidized.
Why are they strange?
They've got interesting kind of symbology. Again, the same symbol you recognize, but within it there are like swirls of wind. There are what look to be kind of snarling faces, all sorts of different pieces that are very much symbolic and design pieces and less artistic.
Okay, it's a little creepy. Look at these faces. They're so, they're like screaming in pain.
Can I try to, I don't know, make a history check on that kind of symbolism?
Yeah, you can make a history check. Yeah.
Visa, you like the moon things under the sky. Do you know what this is?
Hey,
go ahead and make a history check.
Whoa, okay, history.
I got a 15.
Okay.
Ooh, nope.
Don't know these kinds of moon things.
Brett, the only thing that you're able to pick out... the only thing that you're able to pick out is these kind of wind streaks. It does seem to be an ancient symbology of Avandra.
I was gonna say, I was like, wind symbol?
Oh, you two ought to love this. This is some real dated Avandra symbolism.
Oh.
Are the wind streaks similar to like modern Avandra wind streaks?
They seem to be a very distant design. They're old. So this design has been extrapolated upon, the shape has changed, the kind of flow. This seems to have four kind of wind streaks. The Avandra one that you're used to seems to usually has three. So it's just an evolution.
But is it still just like
symbology?
Four curvy lines like that?
Yeah, but like the curves are more varied. They're like steeper. It's just a different symbol for Avandra, basically.
I have not seen this before in any of my readings. This is, you say, an ancient symbol of Avandra?
Yeah, and honestly, I'm not messing with you at all right now. Not even a little bit. This is honest to God. Yeah, you find it some real old tomes, nothing that you find super easily. You know, you gotta dig around at some places to find stuff like this.
Oh, these people look so uncomfortable, like they are screaming. That is a little unsettling.
Yeah, gods can mean different things to different people, you know that.
Did we know that?
Yes, of course we knew that.
Oh, okay.
It's all right, you know, you learn something every day, that's a good thing. I certainly try to.
Shall we go through the creepy door?
Yes.
I would like say a little prayer and take my little hair thing out of my hair and hold it close to my chest.
I will check for traps this time.
Okay. Make an investigation check for me real quick.
12.
Doesn't seem to be trapped.
It doesn't seem to be trapped.
You open the door into a very long south-running hall. In the center is this brilliant red worn rug with gold trim around it, seeming to be of kind of like thick, tufted material, almost like mohair. Mm. And as you look down the hallway, there are colonnades that make their way down of what looks to be kind of like a rose quartz, and various alcoves run along the side, kind of recessed in shadow. Some of them, instead of recessed in shadow, have bright, brilliantly lit stained glass windows of just mosaic patterns, the light source unknown.
Ooh. How long is this hallway?
It is 100 feet.
Is it like limelighty look? Like, is it
limelighty,
glowy and like, okay.
What are these mosaic patterns of?
As you kind of come into the room and to like investigate, look around, these mosaic patterns seem to be random chips of colored glass. Within the recesses of the alcoves, you see various carved statues of horned demon-like figures.
Oh.
I would be looking specifically for like any Avandra-y looking things or anything that would connect the like patterns I saw on the door to like what is in here.
Sure. You don't see any symbology of Avandra in here.
I would like to see if I recognize any of like the demonic symbols. Are they anything specific?
On the door, or are you talking about the statues?
The statues and such.
Go ahead and make a arcana check?
Okay.
Or a history check? Whichever you prefer.
I did arcana.
Okay.
I got an 8.
Eight?
They're not, the dice are not my friends today.
You don't recognize any of these visages as being anything besides kind of a human, fiendish, perhaps elemental in nature.
Any like names or words or language or things I could take rubbings of?
Stark.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Okay.
I do wonder what's outside those windows. Where the light's coming from.
Well, should we break it and see what is over there?
It could just be an arcane light.
I do kind of want to break a window. I'm not going to lie to you, but I can't say that that doesn't seem like a good idea to me. It seems like sating my curiosity.
Breaking windows is usually how you get into more trouble.
So interesting, the things that you are willing to do that seem kind of stupid, to run into unknown dangers, and the things that you are not. Like, I mean,
it's a measure of risk.
Not break any windows.
No.
Zeke says as he makes a little prayer bow.
All right. Let me clear this up for you. It's measured. It's calculated risk. You know, if you're going down into something unknown, you don't know what it is. But if you're already in the thick of it and you see something that could introduce more variables into the equation. Yeah, I wouldn't mess with it, you know? Sure. Well, already down here. We're already in danger.
That does not make sense to me. But
we are
let's keep going.
You're right. We're already here.
Yeah. Well, pacing further into the hallway, do we see anything that's at the other end? Do we see any broken glass?
Sure. You guys start to make your way down the hallway, looking for signs of this, making your way. And about 50 feet down, you hear kind of a stone scraping. And that's where we'll pick up next episode.